Ian Stoner and Rich Lee at 12 minutes past 8 o'clock on Friday morning. Last night was Chelsea's first Europa League game since winning the competition in 2013. And they started this campaign with a win as they beat PAOK Salonika 1-0 in Greece. Chelsea had a lot of chances, including for out-of-form Alvaro Morata. And his manager Maurizio Sarri says the striker needs goals.
I hope for him better in the future. I can try to help him, but the confidence can become only with a goal, with two goals.
We're joined now by former Chelsea defender Gary Chivers. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How are you?
You know what? We're doing fine, thank you. We're doing fine. Alvaro Morata, short of confidence or just not good enough?
I think short of confidence. Started off, obviously, when he came. He looked really, really lively. Got a lot of goals. But just... At the moment, he's finding it hard. He really is finding it hard. But he's definitely short of confidence. But a great player. I think a good player.
Well, when it comes to striking options, what would you do? Would you continue to keep faith with him, or would you change things?
The hardest thing is you've got Giroud there as well, who at the moment is probably, I would say, a little bit in front of Alvaro Morata. You know, but when you've got Giroud in there, the one thing you're going to get about him, he holds the ball up, he's good in the air, he's strong, he tracks back. You've got that side of the game, which with Morata, his game's all about trying to get goals.
Yes, that's true. If you think about Giroud in the World Cup winner, didn't get a single goal. It's also the way that he links up with Eden Hazard. And that, last night, that was interesting to me, watching Chelsea without Eden Hazard. That is an insight into what would life be like if he wasn't playing. I mean, it does show how important Hazard is to the team, doesn't it?
Listen, that's why he didn't play last night. He is the gem. I mean, he's been absolutely outstanding as well, you know. And they've tried to wrap him up in cotton wool, and that's what they're going to do for the rest of the season. They didn't let him start the early games because of his involvement in the World Cup. But, you know, since he's been starting the games, he's been incredible. The hat-trick last week against Cardiff was incredible.
It's stunning, you know, isn't it?
But he's such an exciting player to watch. Mm. You know, as soon as he gets the ball, he's got one thing on his mind and one thing only. He wants to get at defenders and take defenders on. Yeah. And he's brilliant. That's why, obviously, they didn't play him last night. And they'll be wrapping him up in... If I was Sarri, I'd be wrapping him up in cotton wool for every game.
Yeah. No, you're right. And they did wrap him up in cotton wool and obviously made a couple of changes. Were you disappointed not to see Loftus-Cheek?
Yes, I thought it would have been a good game for him to go and play. And obviously, you got Aspilicueta on the... You know, they rested... I think they rested three of their key players at the moment. David Luiz, Aspilicueta and Eden Hazard. And obviously, he rested him for a reason. But I was disappointed not to see Loftus-Cheek. And it must be really, really frustrating for him, you know, because he's... He's done ever so well in a World Cup, and he's come back from the World Cup. And he, you know, there's one thing you can't take out. Players just want to play. It doesn't matter. What, you know, they really, really want to play. That's what it's all about, playing.
But Ross Bartley, I mean, all right, Loftus-Cheek's loss is Ross Bartley's gain, and it's nice to see Ross Bartley getting some playing time.
Yes, yeah, he's done fantastic as well. I think he's got a manager that's got a bit of confidence in him, and that likes him. And Ross has obviously had a good pre-season, come back firing, and he's played well, Ross. You know, whether he started the game or whether he's come on, he's always made an impact on the game, and he's playing well at the moment.
Yes, he is. Now, another of your former clubs, Brighton, they play Tottenham tomorrow evening. Pretty good time to play Spurs, or are they like some wounded animal?
Listen, it's always a good time to play Spurs when they're not playing particularly well. And at the back, I have to say, they look shaky.
You enjoyed saying that, didn't you?
You have to get it in there sometimes. You know, they have a look proper up. You've got to have a butt back.
Yeah.
But they do look shaky. I don't know. Do you know what everyone's saying about he's not improved the squad and he's not gone out and bought? And they look like they need something fresh about him. They need a couple of players that's going to I don't know, re-energise the players they've got at the moment.
Yeah.
They look a little bit tired at times. I know it's silly to say that, but they look a little bit tired. And when you're looking at your squad, you've got the same old people at the bench who's going to come on and do the same old job. You just need to re-energise your team.
Yes, I think you're right. I was thinking that Glenn Murray's going to be licking his lips at the prospect of any set pieces against that Tottenham defence at the moment.
Glenn Murray's unbelievable. He is the Clive Allen. He's your Clive Allen who listen. Clive Allen would be in the 6-yard box. The ball would bounce. There'd be six defenders round him. It'd fall to Clive Allen.
Yeah.
It's the same with Glenn Murray. You know, he's in the right place at the right time. And for someone who's coming on to nearly 35, what an achievement he's done, really, playing in the Premiership and scoring goals.
Yeah. Absolutely. Back to Chelsea. Obviously got West Ham on Sunday. I know Sarri made a point of in Italy they give them a little bit longer of a rest after a Europa game. He said it's only 63 hours from being obviously away to Pauk and then playing West Ham away on the Sunday. Do you think that might be a bit of an issue going into that game?
Do you know what? I wouldn't have said that if you'd have asked me last Friday, but they played really, really well against Everton.
Yeah, they did.
And, they look like they all sort of gel together. I thought it was going to be a really, really difficult game for West Ham at Everton, but they went there and they played ever so well.
They deserved it, didn't they?
Yeah, they deserved it. But they had, I don't know, when you looked about them, they had a nice shape about them. And I think the manager had made so many changes to the side. I think it was six changes from the previous side. But they went in there and they played brilliantly. You've got to hand it to them.
Yeah, they're going to give Chelsea a game. One more question on Chelsea, we'll let you go. Do you think they can win the title this year?
Of course they can win a title. I'm a Chelsea supporter, Chelsea player. Of course they can win a title. They're sitting on top of the league. Why do you ask silly questions like that? They're sitting on top of the league. They got 15 points out of 15. Of course I'm going to say they can win the league. But I really do believe that they can win the league. I think the league at the moment is wide open.
Right. Climb down off that fence, Gary, will you?
Climb down off the fence.
Nice to speak to you, Gary. Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
Gary Chivers there, ex-Chelsea and Brighton. It's 8:20.